I always like to start off the mental health question with, first off, mental health is health, and we have to start treating it that way and funding it accordingly. The Ontario Greens were really proud to have announced the first ever standalone mental health plan, because we plan to make mental health care more affordable, accessible, and comprehensive for anyone who needs it, wherever they are. And not being able to afford mental health care should never be a reason why someone doesn't get the help they need. People should not be afraid or intimidated to access mental health care when they need it, especially in small communities where they may know everybody in the community. And true comprehensive health care starts with prevention and continues with mental health care for as long as it is needed. Mental health care looks very different for everyone, and that's why the care must be destigmatized, must meet people where they are, and the government needs to expand supports for addictions and community services. So our concrete plan is, we will develop a 3-digit crisis hotline so that people can access the care they need right at home. This would be great for rural communities and people who are suffering through a mental health crisis who just don't want to leave home and go out into the public. Nobody wants to travel long distances when going through a mental health crisis. So how about we can just help them as easily as by having them giving us a call? We also want to reduce wait lists to 30 days for children seeking mental health care services. Some people right now are waiting upwards of 16 months to 2 years for mental health care with our current system due to a lack of funding, and that's just not right. We also want to create a dedicated Ministry of Mental Health and Addiction to better serve and represent the people of Ontario and our mental health care providers. These guys need help doing the great work they're doing, and the only way we could do that is by actually having a ministry that could listen to the health care providers and to the constituents. We also need to enhance mental well-being by expanding people's access to nature trails, parks, and protected green spaces. This won't work for everyone, but it may actually alleviate some of the mental health crisis currently going on. And how this will be funded, many people ask about how all these services will be funded. There's two great ways. We could dedicate a portion of the proceeds from provincial revenues from legalized cannabis sales to fund additional mental health and addiction program services. And we could revoke that license plate sticker gimmick, which only saves people $120 a year, but takes away $1.2 billion from the province's budget that we could allocate towards mental health services. I believe it'll cost us more